land of living dreams, where realists dream of the unreal. Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive.
For those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats.
Alive! It's alive! It's...
Little Stevens, Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
Counterculture and what anti-establishment. This is mass madness, you maniacs,
Quiet,
numbskulls,
I'm broadcasting.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
The presence of Rocky Horror can only mean one thing. It must be the Underground Garage Halloween Ball. I, your host, Peter Flory. All right, rich little I'm not, but we are celebrating everything Halloween this week in the Underground Garage. We're going to tell you everything you ever wanted to know and many things you could not care less about, beginning with those wild and crazy dudes in Ireland called the Celts. I know it looks like Celts. And forget about that Celtic thing with the Boston basketball team. They're called Celts, trust me. 800 years before Jesus Christ hit the manger, They were celebrating the end of summer, kind of like their New Year's party. October 31st, they called it Samhain. Who cares why? But they believed on this day, life and death came together, time and space were suspended, and it allowed the spirit world to interact with the living. Yeah, baby. Disembodied spirits would come back searching for living bodies to possess. Looking to swing one more time. Humans or black cats were thought to be the hosts of choice. So that's where that whole black cat thing came from. And the Celts would dress up in all manner of bizarre costumes to frighten away the spirits. And that's where that whole dressing up for Halloween thing came from. So cut to 1,500 years later, and the Catholic Church are looking to take over and co-opt everything pagan they possibly can, beginning with every Catholic church in Europe being built on a pagan sacred site. And Halloween will happen this way. Sometime in the 7th century, Pope Boniface creates All Saints Day, May 13th. But a couple hundred years later, things happen a little bit slower in those days. Pope Gregory sees that many of the new Christians are still celebrating the Celtic New Year's. So he figures, let's move this All Saints Day to November 1st. And it works. Everybody starts celebrating the night before. They called it All Hallows Eve because Hallow is the old English word for saint. And you dig it. Hallows Eve, Halloween, like that. And this made for a lot of cool B-movies and a lot of cool rock and roll songs. And sometimes the combination of the two, like this one from Rocky Erickson.
It's a perfect night. It's filled with monsters.
Long in my eyes. I'll be here playing music. I'll keep me turned on for a while. And I'll try my best to do the same for you.
This is Ash Stevenson, one hour.
And you're listening to Little Stevens Underground Garage.
Halloween, Mr. Stevens.
Certainly, Igor. It's a show you can sink your teeth into.
I'm a girl of mine. The way she looks at me sometimes. Can put a tingle on my spine. She wears a whole lot of makeup. took me back to a place. That's when I met her father. He brought a smile on my face. He said, "You're messing with my daughter. That's one thing you made me go." Now, honey, won't you wait? Don't you need my loving? I said, baby, I'm afraid. As I stumbled down the stairway, I almost fell into the door.
Started our Halloween.